This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
James was one of the little kids in Joseph and Mary's house. We don't know a lot about his early years. Did he get along with his older brother? What did he think about the getting lost at the temple escapade? We do, however, know that James and the rest of his brothers didn't support Jesus' mission. In fact, they sarcastically egged him on to make a spectacle of himself in John 7:3. But all that changed when Jesus rose from the dead. James became convinced that this brother he'd grown up with, done chores with, gone to school with, was the Messiah, the Savior of the world. James later presided as the leader of the Jerusalem congregation. He moderated a tough church council that debated whether Gentile Christians should be required to conform to Jewish laws. James, a devout Jew, said he thought Gentiles shouldn't have to go through endless Jewish rituals to be accepted. His diplomacy won the day. It was a watershed moment in the development of the young church. Eventually, James wrote a letter to the churches across the Roman Empire, the Epistle of James. It's succinct, clear, and practical, with a call for faith to be backed up by action in your life. James was a quiet, brave man known for his integrity and devotion. Stoned around AD 61, James is said to have been a man who kneeled in the shadows. A lesson to us that godly men don't need to be flamboyant.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.